What would you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work at all? It's, you know, might have, you know, it might have a lot of different kinds of dog in them or something like that.
Oh, stray dog.
Uh-huh. Or...
Dog without a home.
Uh-huh.
But we most always called it old stray dog.
Okay. And, would you ever call it like a mongrel or something like that, or a mutt? Or...
No.
Okay. And, what name would you, do you have for the, it's the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
Nay.
Okay.
Either bray.
Okay. Or can you think of any other way? More like they neigh pretty much all the time, but this is a real, real gentle sound that they make.
Like a hee-haw.
It's not like that. It's just a real gentle sound they make while they're eating. You think of what you're talking about? You just call it a neigh.
Well, that's what we call it.
Okay.
It's a neigh.
Okay. And, what do you call the chicken bone that's shaped like this, and you know, children get it?
Pulley bone.
Okay, and what's the story behind that? Do you know really?
Well, we were most always told that if we got the pulley bone, that if you ate the meat off, then you'd have two people to pull the pulley bone.
Mm-hmm.
And if the one that got the shortest piece was going to be the one to be loved, and they put it up over the door, and the first boy that came and walked under that door would be that girl's boyfriend.
Oh, I see. Okay. And, what kind of crops did you grow on your father's farm?
Cotton, peanuts, velvet bean, sorghum for the horses, corn, and we did raise tobacco. In our later years, tobacco came in to seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever grow any like hay or clover?
Hay, yes, uh-huh. We had hay.
Well, what would you call it if the first growth has been cut, now it's grown back again, and it's, you know, a second growth? What did you have a name for that? After it's been cut back and you don't, and it.
All I ever remember was that we going to have to cut the sorghum the second time, and it's a good crop.
Uh-huh.
It would redo.
Okay. And what about something that if you maybe you didn't even plant it that year and it grew up?
It came up volunteer.
Okay. And tell me about some different kinds of breads made with cornmeal.
Cornbread. Cornbread muffins, plain bread, crackling bread.
Mm-hmm. What's crackling bread?
Crackling bread is, you have the, cracklings are made from the pork lard, and you brand it real good and get your lard out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take that and drip it good, and then put it into a pail and save it, and as the days go by, you take a handful out and put it in the meal and make it up into bread and bake it.
Huh. Yeah, I've had it before. I just didn't know exactly what it was.
It's real good.
Uh-huh. What about corn dodgers? Do you ever remember having those?
Yes, I remember having
corn dodgers. What exactly were those?
Corn dodgers are made from plain meal and salt and boiling water, and you drop them into your spring turnips. When mm-hmm. the turnips first begin to grow, you just drop them in and boil them.
Uh-huh. And what about kinds that are fried in deep fat? Do you remember doing that? Eat them with seafood a lot.
Oh, those are